Serbian politician fails to give info on Biden family scheme to James Comer, noting DOJ has info. By Wendell Hasebo on March 7, 2023. Serbian politician Vuk Jeremić failed to provide the requested information Wednesday to the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer on the Biden family's deal with SVK China Energy Company, noting much of the requested information is already in possession of the Justice Department, DOJ. In a February letter, Comer requested Jeremić provide information related to Hunter's dealings with SVK China Energy Company specifically. Comer sought records related to the DOJ's case concerning the Biden family's former business partner, Patrick Ho, the former head of SVK, who was convicted of international bribery and money laundering in 2018. According to the laptop from hell, Hunter and James Biden had negotiated a deal with SVK whereby Joe Biden, the big guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture with SVK. Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski has confirmed the big guy is Joe Biden. Jeremić, the former diplomat who served as the President of the United Nations General Assembly from 2012 to 2013 and as the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Serbia from 2007 to 2012, refused to provide the committee with the requested material because he already provided all records relevant to the department's investigation that were within his possession, custody, and control. The material that you request is therefore already in the possession of the Department of Justice, Jeremić's attorney wrote Comer in a letter obtained by Breitbart News. March 6, 2023, Brandwood word to Comer revic Jeremić by Breitbart News on Scribd. Comer had also asked Jeremić to provide information related to a redacted name in the court documents that Comer believes could be Hunter Biden's. But Jeremić denied that quest on similar grounds. The redaction of records in a criminal trial is a matter solely the prerogative of the department after approval by the court, Jeremić's attorney explained. Given these issues, we therefore submit that the department is the appropriate party for your requests. If Jeremić would have cooperated with Comer's demand, the committee could have potentially discovered key data points further linking the Biden family to SVK chairman Yi Jianming, who paid Hunter a $1 million retainer fee for legal services in 2017. Hunter also reportedly received a large diamond from Yi worth an estimated $80,000 in February 2017. Comer told Breitbart News that Jeremić's refusal to comply was a choice to hinder his investigation into the Biden family business schemes. He also pledged to continue to seek answers. We know that Vuk Jeremić was willing to talk in open court about Patrick Ho, one of his and Hunter Biden's business associates who was convicted for international bribery and money laundering offenses. But now he won't talk with the Oversight Committee about his connections with the Biden family, Comer told Breitbart News in a statement. Why is Vuk Jeremić running cover for the Biden family? He questioned. We will be pressing him for answers. Comer is investigating the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud. Comer's investigation seeks to determine if Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party and how new legislation should be designed to prevent influence peddling. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.